Thank you for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gift to PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia. 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christman. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they were to have been the views of Tom Donnelly, who is going to be running for the governorship of the state of California, but of course he is not here. So it's going to be open lines. It's going to be you and me. If you have a question you'd like to talk about, a subject you'd like to talk about, don't be bashful. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I would love to talk to you. But basically, perhaps we ought to be talking about what's going on over in the Ukraine, because suddenly this is a classic example of how we're being manipulated. Now, as we've told you many times, the media is manipulated. There are six major corporations that own suddenly about 90% of the media outlets in the United States. And that certainly is AOL and Time Warner together. And then, of course, we have Bertelsmann, a German corporation. We have Viacom, which is a German corporation. They control CBS. We have Disney. We have Murdoch, it controls certainly the London Times, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. I mean, he has extensive holdings in America. And then, of course, we have basically the small group of corporations are able to largely control what the American people think and believe. Of course, Murdoch controls Fox. And they pretend that they're conservative. They try to give you the impression you're hearing both sides, and that's really not true. They want to give you both sides of what they want you to believe, but the really important things are never discussed. And if you try to discuss them, you work for the media, and you tell the truth, that's the end of you. Suddenly, Glenn Beck. When Glenn Beck, of course, read the quotation from David Rockefeller talking about the secret cabal that runs America, and you can find that quotation in David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. That's Memoirs by David Rockefeller. And on page 2004, on page 405, and the book was actually printed in 2004. And there David Rockefeller says, you know, a lot of people think that my family and I are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more integrated economic and political system. And if that's the charge, I'm guilty and I'm proud of it. In other words, he's working against the best interests of the United States. Those are his words, his book, page 405 of his memoirs. And David Beck had the audacity to use that phrase. And, well, immediately, or very shortly after that, they simply fired Glenn Beck. And that's what really happens if you work within the media. I've had people in radio. I never forget a gentleman up in New York, pardon me, in San Francisco. He was one of the leading conservatives there. He invited me up one Saturday to do a program. And off air, he said, you know, Stan, if I told the truth, if I said what I really believe on this program, they'd fire me tomorrow. And then we went back on the air, and he looked at me, and he looked into the microphone. He said, and if anybody tried to tell me what to say on this program, I'd simply quit tomorrow. And then he looked over at me with a big grin, and he winked. And I've been told this by people in television. I've been told this by people who work in newspapers. But they're afraid to come forward and say it. You're not getting the truth, which is why I do what I do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We'll talk about the Ukraine. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's going to be open lines this evening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. You'd like to give us a call right now. We have Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, two items that came across my desk today. One is from Barry Chamish, and the second one from Stephen M. Collins' website. It's regarding the missing Malaysian plane, MH370, and apparently something the media, which has spent countless hours reporting on this tragedy, fails to mention, is that on board that ill-fated flight were engineers, 20 members from Freescale Semiconductor Company in Austin, Texas. And they, four of whom included men that had just patented a new semiconductor process, which would have netted them many, many millions of dollars. And it turns out that Freescale Semiconductors is owned through another company by the Rothschild. And this is explained in a lengthy article by Barry Chamish. But also, Freescale owns and is involved with other aerospace defense solutions, battlefield communications, avionics, missile guidance, electronic warfare. So if you think about it, China had no reason to destroy the plane because the plane was headed to China. Malaysia obviously didn't. There were Chinese nationals on board, as well as who were the engineers, as well as Malaysian nationals. But the other thing that's incredible in the news broadcast that they don't mention this, they also failed to mention anything about the American-controlled island of Diego Garcia, which would be within the ring of distance that that plane could have flown to. And Diego Garcia is America's number one military site in the Indian Ocean and could easily handle that size of an aircraft. And also the AWACS plane that we have a number of can camouflage aircraft. So if anybody wants to start researching it, they can go to Jim Stone's website, they can go to Barry Chamish, or they can go to Stephen M. Collins' website. But it's a terrible tragedy, and all these people now are missing. But then again, years ago, you covered KAL Flight 007, the Korean air, ill-fated Korean airliner that apparently did not crash into the sea. If you could talk about that.
Yes, well, certainly, it took many, many years to get the truth about KAL 007, and the average American still doesn't know what really happened. Fortunately, we have several sources of information. One advantage of doing what we do is we have an opportunity to talk to people to know who you can trust and who you can't. And, of course, our good friend Bob Fletcher claims, and I would have no reason to disbelieve him, that he had had the opportunity of talking to the fellow who was in the cell next to Larry McDonald. This was in the early 1990s, as in the eight, 9 to 10 years after the disappearance of the plane. And suddenly my impression was that this is really what happened, because I know that Larry McDonald was really the leading conservative spokesman. He had just taken on the chairmanship of the John Birch Society, and I know he had told his chief coordinator shortly before he left that as soon as he got back from the flight to Seoul, he was going to actually launch a campaign to expose the small little group that controls both political parties, has made mockery of the concepts of democracy, and he was going to bring out the truth about what was really going on in America, how we'd already been taken over, and this group was using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. But fortunately, Larry McDonald never got back. And they've covered it up. They have so many conflicting stories, very, very similar to what's going on as far as certainly the Malaysian plane. And story after story after story, conflicting stories to the point you can't think clearly. They're playing games with our mind. And as Edward Bernays had said, he is the father of modern-day propaganda, writing in his book in the 1920s, Propaganda, we are governed, our minds are molded, our taste forms, our ideas suggested, largely by men we've never heard of. Henry, Herman, I don't know what the story is as far as the Malaysian plane, but I don't think we're told the truth. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you so very much for calling. I'd like to call later, but right now we have another caller. And we'll go to Hank. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines because our scheduled guest didn't show up. So whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll talk about. Right here at Radio Liberty, again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hi, Hank, what would you like to talk about?
I enjoy your show very much.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Where are you calling from?
Santa Cruz.
Okay, fine. Well, you go right ahead.
Well, I've been ruminating, as I'm sure you're aware, it's the centennial of the outbreak of World War I. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts and your own research and opinions about when you look at the official version of what drew the U.S. into World War I, it's not very convincing at all. And I guess it's a twofold question, and the first is what your views are about the real reasons the U.S. was dragged into World War I. And secondly, what, on a purely speculative basis, obviously, how different the world would have been, in your view, had the U.S. remained neutral and stayed isolated from that conflict? And I'll take my answer over the air.
All right. Well, thank you, Hank.
I would very much like to hear your thoughts. I'm sure that these are things that you know a great deal about.
Well, I've done a lot of thinking about it because, of course, this was the beginning of this destruction of modern-day civilization. And, of course, the World War I led to the destruction, certainly, of the Russian Empire, the Russian destruction of the Ottoman Empire, the destruction of the German Empire, and the destruction of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It certainly had a tremendous impact on France, and suddenly it began to weaken the British Empire. Of course, they finished this off during the Second World War, where England, which had once ruled the world, became a Second World nation as a result of the Second World War, which was as senseless as the First World War. And the reason we had World War I was there was just this small little group of people, all related, of course, to a man named Cecil Rhodes, who wanted to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system. They wanted to destroy Christianity, and they worked through a secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes in 1891. And fortunately, why, of course, we know a great deal about this secret society because Professor Carroll Quigley, a professor at Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University. Professor Quigley had researched this organization from about 1946 until shortly before he died there about 1977. And Professor Quigley had actually gone to Europe following the Second World War. He was going to do some research on the ruling structure of Great Britain and how this fit into things. And basically, as he was doing his research, he became a good friend of a professor at Oxford named Zimmern, Professor Alfred Zimmern. And finally, Zimmern said, "Look, Carol, you're wasting your time trying to figure out what's going on in England unless you understand there's a secret society that controls this country. I know because I was a member of the secret society, but you must swear to me you will never tell anyone that because it could cost me my career, it could cost me my life." And basically the people in the secret society never reveal what this is all about, but their goal was a one-world government. And he told Professor Quigley who these people were and how they'd created a war. There was no reason for World War I. They certainly had misled the Kaiser, ended up taking the German Kaiser, into taking some military and political actions by assuring them that if there was a war in Europe, England would not come into the war. Germany had nothing to worry about. Whatever happened there, there could be a small little conflict, but it would only be a small conflict. And suddenly then, of course, it would be over very shortly, which is, of course, the reason that the German Kaiser actually was willing to go along. And basically, when Archduke Ferdinand was actually executed, he was the Archduke of Austria-Hungary, and he was executed suddenly by a group in Serbia, and suddenly Austria-Hungary threatened to go to war with Serbia if Serbia didn't make certain concessions. Serbia made all the concessions because nobody wanted the war except for this little group in England. And they manipulated certainly Germany into getting into that war. And once the war started, they immediately, both France and Germany, went to war. And then, of course, the Germans tried to end the war. The Austro-Hungarians tried to end the war. And there was no way they were going to let that war end until they totally disrupted the structure, existing social structure of the world. Now, I cover much of this in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read it, you need to. But, of course, we give you references to all the books written by the people who were there at that time. Many of them were on the front lines, and they realized it was a totally senseless war. 21 billion people died senselessly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The purpose of World War I was to bring about the League of Nations. America was brought into this for no reason at all. We never should have entered the war. And then, of course, when the League of Nations wasn't formed, then they set out to bring about World War II.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, This is Dr. Stan here. It's Open Lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I was just saying, Sydney, that most people honestly believe that we went into World War One because of the sinking of the Lusitania. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lusitania was sunk in 1915. The American people didn't want to go to war. They knew what was going on over in Europe was nonsensical, but because the establishment of this secret society with branches both in England and the United States controlled the media here in the United States, they launched a massive propaganda campaign to convince us how terrible the Germans were and how the Germans were cutting off the hands of little Belgian boys and raping Belgian women and cutting off the breasts of the Belgian women, and they took pictures of all of their phony pictures. Of course, none of it was real. It was all contrived, but you had to build this support for going to war. And day after day, week after week, month after month, we heard the propaganda. And then, of course, a minor incident came up. I've forgotten the exact deal, but it had nothing to do with the Lusitania. Remember, it wasn't Lusitania once it was sunk in 1915. We went to war in 1917, and we were manipulated into war over a minor incident. And it was simply because of the propaganda and the pressure that was being put onto our elected representatives, certainly in the Senate and Congress, that they were willing to declare war. Remember, of course, Woodrow Wilson ran for president in November of 1916. Under the slogan, he kept us out of war. He actually became president in, I believe it was January or February of 1917, and immediately then began working to get us into the war, just exactly as Franklin Delano Roosevelt ran for president, promising to keep us out of World War II. All the time, they were plotting on how they were going to get us in. And basically, this is what bothers me about what's going on today over in the Ukraine, because now we're hearing about what a terrible person Putin is, and some of the pictures they show of Putin makes him look very belligerent and not like a nice person. Now, he's not a nice person. Putin is a member of the KGB. He has been. The entire hierarchy of Russia today is controlled by an oligarchy. And who are the oligarchy? They're all members of the former KGB. And basically, the American people don't understand. It's all phony. Who funds the Soviet Union? Why, we do. Who was it who drilled their oil wells and their natural gas wells back in 1991 and 1992? Why, we did. And you can go and you can read my newsletters. We document this. People have forgotten. Communism doesn't work. Socialism doesn't work. We had to do something to give Russia a source of income. And so we certainly developed their oil and natural gas wells so they would have money, so they would be able to maintain their military, so we would have an enemy, so we could focus the attention of the American people on the enemy over there. Without understanding the truth of the matter is, we have a small group that controls both political parties in the United States and goes back and forth from the Republicans to the Democrats. And, of course, their goal is to bring about a one-world government, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about that one world government. And they take us, I mean, why do you think we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do we spend almost half of all the money spent in the world on our military? About 40% of all the money spent by all the nations in the world of the military is spent simply by the United States. So we can have a massive military, and basically we have almost 1,000 military bases, somewhere between 800 and 1,000 military bases throughout the United States today. Why do we have all those bases? Because America is bringing about a one-world government. But before this comes about, well, of course, we're going to have another great war, and I fear this war is coming. And I believe what we're seeing over there in Ukraine, now look at the propaganda that's coming out. Now we're beginning to hear what a terrible person Putin is. and certainly how the Russians really are not as nice as we've always thought that they were, and how there certainly is restriction of freedom, and how certainly Putin had taken over Georgia, and now he's taken over Crimea, and the next thing it'll be Ukraine, and then it'll be Europe, and sort of this inference that we don't stop him now, something terrible is going to happen. We've actually taken them out of the Group of Eight. The Group of Eight now is the Group of Seven, and we're going to bring a pressure, economic pressure on Russia, so that they will certainly back down. And of course, Russia is going to be forced into a closer relationship with China, the second largest economy in the world, which we've created. Basically, we brought communism to China. We financed communism in Russia since its inception. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. Most people now know why so many people believe that Miracle Tooth stuff really is a miracle. Miracle Tooth products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle Tooth, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle Tooth products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle Tooth and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's open lines, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. But right now, let's go to Greg, who's calling us from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Greg. How are we doing?
Good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Well, I'm not doing fine. When I have a guest scheduled and they don't show up, it's a little, it's a little irritating, but that's all right. Those things do happen, and you have to be prepared, and we always can depend upon good people like you to call in. Incidentally, if you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and what would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Dr. Stan. Guy Carter, Bonds in the Game, I know you've come across this stuff. What do you think of them, Dr. Stan?
Well, basically, of course, what they're trying to do is convince you that the Jews are responsible. Pawns in the Game certainly is a very, very convincing book that if you read it through, well, you'd be firmly convinced that the Jews are behind everything going on, because there are so many Jews in key positions that are doing bad things. But what people don't know, and even most Jewish people don't know, is that there is within certainly the Jewish group a satanic movement. It's a small satanic movement. It's Barry Shamish refers to them as the labor Zionists. And basically, they are certainly a group going back to the 1600s with a fellow named Sabbati. And Sabbati, of course, hated Jews. He was Jewish himself, but he organized a group. And everything that the Jews stood for, they stood for exactly the opposite. And actually, he was looked upon by many Jews as a Jewish messiah. And, of course, he was gaining increasing influence with the Jews until, of course, he was forced by the Muslims to convert to Islam, and he lost most of his followers. But there always remained a small group within Judaism that are frankly Satanists, because that's what they were. And then about 100 years later, why they were organized by a fellow named Jacob Frank, and they still exist within the Jewish faith today. They hate Jews. They actually worked actively with Adolf Hitler. They promoted the Holocaust. And the whole idea was that they were going to have this horrible situation develop in Europe, and then, of course, Jews, to escape this, to save their lives and their families, would be willing to move to the Holy Land, move to Palestine, and establish a Jewish state there just to save their families. And that's exactly what happened. Basically, we're going to be doing some interviews with some of the people who've really studied this, but there is this small satanic component within the Zionist movement. Now, this has nothing to do with labor Zionism. Labor Zionism certainly is satanic. The Zionism are simply people who believe in a Jewish holy land. And a lot of people believe in a Jewish holy land or are not necessarily Jewish, because they believe, of course, this is prophesied in the scriptures. And I believe that as well. And I think behind everything going on today, why, of course, there is a spiritual battle, I believe there really are satanic forces in the world today that are moving to the fulfillment of prophecy. One of them was that the Jews were going to return to the Holy Land. And another thing is, of course, Revelation 6:8, describing this terrible, terrible war that's coming. I think we're living in truly prophetic times. And I think the only thing that sustains me is my personal belief in God. And that's why I think God is going to look after those of us who embrace and love him and look to him for direction. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, kind of. Dr. Stan, what do you think about his historical facts, though? You think he's pretty factual?
A lot of his things are actual, very factual. What you'd be very interested in is that certainly he did write one last book where he actually renounced this and basically came to the conclusion, the same conclusion I have, and you'll have a great deal of difficulty getting a copy of that book. But suddenly on his deathbed, he suddenly realized what this was really all about, a satanic component within Judaism that hates Judaism and is setting it up for terrible, terrible persecution. And I think that persecution is coming, and we need to stand and do everything we can to prevent it. But I think a lot of the facts in the books are absolutely accurate. It is why these things happen, not that they happen, but why did they happen? And if you don't understand the satanic component, it doesn't make sense.
No, I get that. And then his you know, he writes about, they do a Lee Athene, where it's basically they do the same thing today, and you just disrespect your opponent, or you come up with a little game, and then where it besmirks your opposition, and we, you know, character assassination is how we do it. And then he definitely gets to, there is definitely a satanic
component to everything going on.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And basically, of course, if you read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, and basically they're worthwhile reading, although I'll have to tell you I have a hard time reading them, but they tell you exactly what has happened and what is going to happen. They were written certainly about 19, well, they're probably written the very early part of the 19th, the 20th century. They began to be distributed around 1905. And basically, of course, this is the basis of so much anti-Semitism. It is absolutely correct, only it's not a Jewish document. In fact, one of the great revelations I had was when I went through Colonel House's papers. And there, certainly at Yale University, there, certainly among Colonel House's papers, was a copy of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, but a different translation than any that I have ever read elsewhere. Now, whether this is the original one to which the other ones came from, what it is, I don't know. But for some reason or other, Edward Mandel House left a copy of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, but a different translation of it for posterity. Why did he do that? Well, I think he knew that someday somebody would go through his papers and perhaps would understand what it was all about. His papers were actually sealed for 50 years. Nobody was allowed to go through them. I did have an opportunity to go through them, to copy them. And basically, he was one of the major architects of everything bad that's gone on, starting certainly about 1912 and right up until the time he died, about 1936, 1937. He was truly an evil man, but he had supernatural power. And if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I point out how effective he was in controlling others, other people he ran into. He could control their minds. And you would go into a room with a house, well, somebody actually wrote this and said, you start talking to them. And pretty soon, you know, you'd leave and then this idea would come to you and you would think it was your own idea and you begin to act on it. It would develop very well. And then only later would you realize that these ideas had come from Colonel House. He was able to control your mind. And I actually give you the exact quotation from some fellow in essence wrote that. Anything else, Greg?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. It is a fascinating. It is a fascinating read. He implicates a lot of Jews in the Brotherhood of Darkness, but he doesn't really come off as trying to blame them or say it's just a Jewish thing. He does kind of buy into the earned elders deal. But it is fascinating when I read him and Richard Wurmbrand and Jim Mars and, Foundations of Power Influence and on and all these books.
God bless. Thank you very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. And basically, I would comment that we're going to have a guest the first half hour of the next program, and then, of course, we'll be open lines the last half hour. So either call now or call the last half hour, the next hour. But right now, we have Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay, I've got three questions. I might want to save one for later.
All right, fine. Well, you go ahead with the first couple of them.
Any more word on the embassy closures by Israel?
Well, basically, the explanation that is being given is they having some labor problems, and they're arguing over wages, so they're going to close the embassies down all over the world. That, of course, is the explanation they've given. And if I ever heard anything that's phony, that's it. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. If anybody could believe that, but if you go up on the internet, that's what they write. Obviously, this is a cover for something else. I think something big is in the offing. I don't know. I mean, basically, it's very easy to be paranoid when you do what I do and you read what I do. But I do not believe that this is because they're having labor problems and problems as far as salaries with their ambassadors. So basically, we're just going to have to wait and see what's happening. But for those people out in the audience who don't know, Israel announced 24, 48 hours ago, they're closing down all of their embassies. and all of their consulates all over the United States, all over the world, because, of course, they're having labor problems, and so they're going to bring all of their people home. Do you have any idea what it would cost to close down the embassies, to actually to bring all those people back to Israel? No, I think that they're bringing them back there for a purpose, perhaps because they're anticipating there's going to be a tremendous international reaction against Israel for something that is about to happen. This is my impression. What are your thoughts, Bruce?
Well, that is possible. There's two other possibilities, too.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts? I'd like to know what you think.
Yeah, I was reading on the Internet today what they were saying, what others were saying. Number one possibility is, because they have done it before, back in December of 2009, they did the same thing. It could be something like that. If it was an attack on Iran, you've really shown your cards, by doing this. It's like Iran is saying, what? Everybody on alert. Israel's about to attack. So that might not be it. The other possibility is that maybe they're planning for a Palestinian state pretty soon, or announcement for one, and they've had to redraw maps, rewrite charters and stuff and policies for each embassy. That might be coming down the pike here, a Palestinian state. Or it could be something simple like we've had some kind of a policy change that we've got to let everybody know in person.
Well, because the other thing is, maybe they're trying to scare the Iranians. Maybe they're trying to give them the impression that there's going to be an attack, and then get them a little paranoid and then back away from it.
Yeah, like
we don't know, but I think it is a major event. I'm just not sure how it's all going to play out.
Yeah. When somebody in basketball fakes off the defender, or the defender vice versa fakes out an offender, that might be it. But I got a feeling it might just be they're ready to announce a Palestinian state. I don't know.
Basically we're putting it under tremendous pressure. But I cannot believe that they are actually going to turn Eastern Jerusalem over to the Palestinians. Now, I could be wrong, because they're under tremendous pressure to do that. And Netanyahu is certainly a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, we control the government there. On the other hand, is it possible that certainly we are going to actively encourage Israel to attack Iran? And basically then once that happens and we can get drawn into the war over there, remember, the American people don't want any more wars. We're already having to borrow $1 trillion a year. We borrowed almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. It took us recently 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We're accumulating over $1 trillion of debt every year now. The American people don't want a war, but maybe this is a prelude to a war, and basically once it's started, then we'll be one way or another drawn into it. I don't know, but I do have a feeling, and I certainly have been at this for a long time, and I've been wrong before, but I have a feeling we're on the verge of something very major. I do know that we have killed almost over 140,000 innocent civilians in Syria, and they would be alive today if we were not financing the Islamic radicals there, who are killing Christians, who are raping the Christian women, who are burning the Christian homes and Christian towns. And isn't it interesting that our leaders don't talk about that? And those people would be alive if we were not financing this Islamists. We're going all over the world, recruiting them from Europe and from other countries there in the Middle East and the Near East, and bringing them in, and we're training them, and we're arming them, and we're financing them. And where's the outcry from our conservative leaders?
Well, have you got time for a comment on that, Syria deal?
You go right ahead. I'd like to know what you think about that.
Incidentally,
for our listeners out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And if you don't have time to call now, you can give us a call, because we will be having open lines the last half of the next hour. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And Bruce, I'd like to know what you think about what's going on in Syria.
What I've been reading and hearing on the shortwave, I listen to more shortwave than I read internet. There are some people helping the Christians, and it's to our shame. The Russian Orthodox under that Archbishop or whatever he is, Kiro, he's actually spent millions of dollars. And so has Putin, by the way. You know, so he can't be all bad if he's helping the Syrians. There may be strings attached.
Well, but the question is, why aren't the American Christians over there? There is one.
There is a second one, and I wanted to bring up the horror that's going on in Syria. The second group is called Rescue the Christians. It's run by Walid Shobat. Have you heard of that guy?
Oh, sure. I know Walid. Yeah. I've interviewed him several times.
He was on Mark Levin last Wednesday, and I couldn't believe it. And Mark was talking about the Holocaust and the Armenian Holocaust, and he said, because of this, we want Walid Shobat on here. He said he was a former PLO member, former terrorist, and now a Christian. Mr. Shobat had evidence that cannibalism is occurring in Syria, that the incidence of Kuru has increased dramatically, and he knows of four, perhaps five, slaughterhouses where they're slaughtering Christians like pigs, hanging them upside down and gutting them, slitting their throats. He had tape recordings of this. It was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
But why aren't our Christian programs? Why are they talking about all sorts of mundane things? Why aren't our Christian programs? Why aren't our Christian leaders talking about this? And I appreciate your calling and letting me know. No, I will try to get Walid on our program.
Christian slaughterhouses, and they're also killing not only Shiites, who they hate. This is, of course, Al-Qaeda. But even some of the Sunnis, who they think are traitors. Evidently, in the far east and north of Syria, where it's like a no-man's land. That's Islamic Republic of Iraq and the Levant.
Hold that thought. I believe God's going to bring judgment on America because of Syria.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be doing open lines certainly the last half of the next hour, but right now we're going to wrap up this program, and we're going to Bruce, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
I'll ask you later about the bankers. It's just Waleed Shobat, Rescue the Christians. There is not only slaughter of Christians, but cannibalism of Christians and others occurring in this Islamic Republic of Iraq and the Levant.
I'm so glad that America, you know, has been financing these terrorists who are doing this. But believe me, Bruce, I believe God brings his judgment on nations that turn against him. And I believe America has turned against God. And I don't care what they tell us. They've changed the music of our churches. They've changed the message of our churches and our Christianite. And then it's heard on the internet, and it's heard on the satellite, and basically we do have people listening all over the world. And when you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you become part of our team, and you help us get the information out. And I will tell you, quite frankly, most of our ministries, Christian ministries, are having real problems right today. We talked to the people there, and they're having financial problems because, of course, a lot of Americans are having financial problems. You're not hearing about it. All this talk about the recovery and how well things are doing, don't believe a word of it, ladies and gentlemen. We're heading into terrible financial problems and terrible times. And many, certainly, of the good ministries, the conservative ones such as ours, are having problems. We're hanging in there with your help, and we do hope if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you will. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can get our books and DVDs and tape sets and all of these things to help us. And certainly anything we have produced, you have our permission to reduplicate and get out across America. We carry Miracle 2 soap products, and certainly we carry health products. And of course, we carry certainly gasoline. Preservatives. We have all sorts of things. You can go to our website and look at the various things that we have. And certainly, if you're in a position to buy them, we'll appreciate it. And if you're not, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly go to our website. You can listen to our radio programs there. And of course, you can watch our DVDs. You can certainly look at the various items we have. We have one called News Around the Net. News Around the Net is up at the top. And we post something new there almost every day, sometimes three or four times a day. Articles that we think are important that we hope that you'll actually read, and then you'll get other people to read them. We hope that you'll tell others about our website. We hope that you'll tell others certainly about the programs that we have, get them watching our DVDs, and then we ask you, of course, to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather, for a land fulfilled.
Dr. Stan here, and this is going to be a bad evening because we don't have a regularly scheduled guest. We're going to be talking to the Libertarian vice presidential nominee, we call him, but of course he's got a fax number, gave this number, but it's a fax number. So basically, we'll take your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and would love to hear from you. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we were talking about the tragic situation that suddenly exists, suddenly over in Syria today. And I don't know those of you who heard the conversation from Bruce, who was calling from Durham, Michigan, about how the fact that they're actually cannibalizing people, how they're actually killing Christians. And this is not imaginary. This is really very, very real. I have no question at all in my mind that these things are really happening. And so, but basically, of course, I'm really very, very concerned that God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Because, of course, the good people of America are not speaking out against what's happening to our fellow Christians halfway around the world. And God does bring judgment on nations. People don't think it could happen here. But I would ask, why not? If God is just, is he going to sit back and allow us America to use its financial and military power to wreak havoc throughout the world? And if you don't think that we are wreaking havoc throughout the world, I think you're sadly mistaken about the things that are taking place. And if you've read the history, certainly of this last several decades, why you'll find that time and time and time again, why terrible things have happened and they have been promoted by our own government. Why? Because our government was taken over a long time ago by a subversive element, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. They control the media. They control the banking system. There are only six banks that control 67% of all the financial assets in America. Six major corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America. They control our educational system. You don't think our kids get any training at all as far as God or morality in our schools, do you? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Herman. Go right ahead, Herman.
Well, every week at the care home I work at, we turn on the Sunday morning shows, Joel Osteen and others, The Blessed Life. And they all talk about how we can have a wonderful life as a Christian, and we can pray Psalm 91, we can give our money, and prosperity will flow. And in Dallas, they have the nicest people in the world, 10,000 people at a time meeting, and everything is positive, it's upbeat. And so how can anything terrible happen to us? I mean, aren't we the most blessed nation on earth?
Well, I think we are the most blessed nation on earth, but I do believe that God is going to bring judgment on this nation because we have been blessed, and yet we've turned our back on him. And our leaders are not speaking out. And we talk, there must be other people. We're not the only people who know what's really going on in the world.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, I was being facetious, but a news item this week in Hawaii, forget which grade of school, but an educator, they are now teaching children I don't even know how to say it, but that homosexual sex is normal. And
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver.
The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's Open Lines. Doesn't look like we're going to have a guest this hour either. Boy, what a terrible day. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. So give us a call. If you have a question or comment, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're just going to have to do open lines. We have Herman on the line. Hi, Herman. Go right ahead.
Well, I just make it real short. A Hawaii educator is being assailed because in their education materials to grade school children, they are teaching them that the anus is a sex organ of the human body. I mean, it is just unbelievable where our country is headed, and it's no wonder we're getting leaders that are like children. It's just incredible.
Well, that's Herman, I really do believe that there should be a tremendous outcry on the part of the Christians of this country, and when they see that our Christian leaders are not certainly participating, are not speaking out on these strong moral issues. Basically, I mean, abortion, certainly, we're having well over a million abortions a year. Certainly, 42% of all white children born in this country are born out of wedlock. 72% of all black children in this country are born out of wedlock. And an awful lot of them are coming from so-called Christian homes. And basically, of course, crime is rampant in this country. And his crime is because we do not teach morality in our schools. Basically, people say, oh, my goodness, it's guns that are responsible for all the killing. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had moral people, we would not have this. And basically, the homosexuality, basically, if people want to be homosexuals, they're wrong. I have the right to say that, but, well, I don't have that right in America. America. If I get up and I say publicly that homosexuality is wrong, I will be attacked by the entire media. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America is controlled. There is no true American media. We have two branches, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and they control the six major corporations that control 90% of the major media outlets. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bagdikian. And certainly this is an excellent book. We encourage you to get it. We actually offer secondhand copies. They managed to make this book, it's very difficult for us to carry, but we are able to carry it secondhand and get it to you. We want you to get it. We want you to read it. We want you to let other people know. But Professor Ben Bagdikian's a liberal college professor. He doesn't understand the Brotherhood, but he knows that the media is controlled, and his book is excellent, other than his conclusion is and that the right wing control the media. Of course, the people on the right think the left wing controls the media, and they're all wrong, because nobody will write about the Brotherhood that controls both the Democrats and the Republicans. Why do you think that the Republicans go right along with this massive debt? We're talking about $1 trillion a year debt every year. And where is the outcry from our Republican leaders? Oh, we're going to do something someday, sometime. Go right ahead, Herman.
Well, I just want to reiterate for our listeners the quote from the Bible, but as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So, you know, it's just...
Well, I think that really one of the frightening quotations from the Bible is that God said, you know, he will not destroy the certainly the humanity again by water, and the next time it's going to be by fire. And I really am very, very deeply concerned that there is a very real possibility that we are going to see a mass nuclear war. You read Revelation 6:8. They talk about how a quarter of the population of the world is going to be destroyed. And then when you get to about Revelation 6:10, things really get bad. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. We'd love to hear from you. But basically, I really am very, very concerned that God is going to bring his judgment on America. I think it's not a matter of if, but when. And right now we have Wayne Allen Root, who's the Libertarian vice presidential candidate. Hi, Wayne. Thank you very much. I don't know why we had problems, but anyway, I appreciate your being with us.
Well, you got me now. Not just the Libertarian vice presidential candidate, but now back to the Republican Party.
Okay.
Fighting Obama day and night, and the author of The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, one of the best-selling books of all of 2013, top 10 political bestseller last year.
That was your book?
The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide. That was my book, and the new one comes out in July 14th. It'll be called The Murder of the Middle Class. That's my next one coming out this July.
Well, why don't you tell us, Sydney, why you're running for the vice presidency, why, what the problem is, why is Obama doing all of these things, why are the Republicans so ineffective, why are they going along with this massive debt? This debt will eventually destroy our nation. This is what brought down ancient Rome and ancient Greece. And down through the centuries, they've destroyed civilization, and we're doing the same thing that all other countries have done. We're running ourselves into a debt that will never be repaid.
Well, I'll tell you what. Some of the things you've asked are great questions. They're all great questions, but some of them are inexplicable, meaning there is no answer. I mean, the GOP is the shining light. The Republican Party is the shining light that should be fighting Obama, that should be impeaching Obama, that should be literally putting him in prison for crimes against the American people, crimes against the United States Constitution, an IRS scandal that I believe is the worst scandal in the history of America. Makes Watergate look like nothing, like a Boy Scout retreat. The Benghazi scandal, 4 dead Americans and a massive cover-up that makes Watergate look like a minor league event. And most importantly, you know, it's funny. I don't know, Stan, if you know Kevin Trudeau, the famous infomercial pitch man who got sentenced to prison a few days ago. Do you happen to see that?
Well, I know the name. I don't know him personally.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know him personally either, but we all know him. He's been on TV for the last 10 years, day and night, on a Saturday or Sunday morning. You turn on the TV, you see Kevin Trudeau. And the federal government just put him in prison literally for 10 years for committing a crime. And the crime was so simple, and it applies so perfectly to Barack Obama that it's hilarious that our government puts one guy in jail but leaves the president alone when he's the one that deserves to be in jail. This guy Trudeau was selling books that made it seem like, on TV, on infomercials, it was easy to lose weight if you bought his book. And the federal government charged that that's a bait and switch. It's a scam. It's a fraud. Because once you bought the book, you found out it's very difficult to lose weight. Because in the book, he wants you to go on a 500-calorie-a-day diet that nobody can really do. Nobody will do 500 calories a day. So he sold everyone a pack of lies. Because he knew if he told them the truth that you have to do a 500-calorie-a-day diet to lose weight, nobody would have ever bought his book, and a million people bought his book at $30 a piece. So they sent him to jail for 10 years. What I want to know, Stan, is what's the difference between that and exactly what Barack Obama did? He knew if he told the American people, you're all about to lose your health insurance and go with Obamacare, and you're all about to have your insurance rate doubled and tripled because I need to steal your money to pay for a bunch of poor people who voted for me so they can get free health care. And you're all about to get butchered, and oh, by the way, you're going to lose your doctors. And if you have cancer, you're going to lose your hospital, your network, your doctor. Your deductible is going to be so high and your copay so high, you won't be able to afford the drug that's kept your child alive for the last 5 years. If he had said that, nobody in the world would have bought him for re-election. So to sell his product, he lied, just like Kevin Trudeau. Why aren't we prosecuting Barack Obama? He committed massive fraud on a grand scale. So much worse than a TV lying bitch man like Kevin Trudeau. All Kevin Trudeau did is rip people off for $30 a book. This guy has destroyed small businesses. He's destroyed people's lives. He may be responsible for killing young children who can't get their cancer treatments and adults who can't get their cancer treatments. And the cost of losing your health insurance and then being forced to pay double or triple could wind up being in the hundreds of billions, if not eventually, over the next 10 years, collectively, trillions of dollars. This man has ruined the American healthcare system with a massive lie because he knew he wouldn't buy his product if he told the truth.
Well,
the same as Kevin Trudeau.
Well, I think that, of course, the fact that we've increased the federal debt, a deficit almost $7 trillion in a little over 5 years. I mean, but the Republicans have gone right along with that, along with the Democrats. And where is the outcry from our public? Where is the outcry from the other congressional leaders? We have one or two that are speaking out, but the vast majority of them, we never hear about them, because that's because the media is tightly and rigidly controlled here in America. But I'm so interested in this story of Kevin Trudeau, because I keep my ear to the ground. Suddenly I read the New York Times and I read the Wall Street Journal, and I hadn't even heard about Kevin Trudeau being sent to prison for 10 years because he was a scamster.
Yeah. First they convicted him, which was about 2 months ago, in a federal court, and then he showed up for sentencing about a week ago, and that's when the judge sentenced him to 10 years in prison. So I just think it's funny. Who did he hurt by charging $30 a book, a million people? He didn't change anyone's life. But who's Obama hurt if your child has cancer and loses his insurance or loses his doctor or loses his network or his hospital? Wow, he's hurt a lot of people, and some of them are going to die. I'm certain, Stan, you're going to hear about suicides of people who are at their wit's end because they have a terrible disease like multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's, and they can't get treatment because they lose their insurance. Well, when they commit suicide, is Obama guilty of forcing them to commit suicide? Is there a murder charge? Is there a homicide charge? What is there when a person's lie causes people to die? I can tell you if Kevin Trudeau told a lie on TV and somebody died, they would be charging him with first-degree murder. I guarantee you. So what makes me mad is there's these two sets of expectations in this country, or responsibility. We hold private sector CEOs to this massive responsibility, and they could go to jail. If they own a public company, they report it wrong, they could go to jail, they could be fined money, their career could be ruined. But if you're a politician, it's a given that you're allowed to lie, even if it costs millions of Americans their health care, and there are no repercussions, you shouldn't go to prison. This man absolutely on the smallest level needs to be impeached. On the absolute slightest level, needs to be impeached and thrown out of office.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, that thought. Basically, our guest is Wayne Allen Root, who is actually suddenly a classmate of Barack Obama. And of course, he was just talking about how basically he was because he had spoken out against Obama, he was actually investigated. He was actually charged by the IRS. He had to get a very, very professional law firm to defend himself. He was able to actually defeat Obama and get the case thrown out, and that didn't matter. They immediately filed another investigation on him. They're using the IRS to go after people who will not knuckle under the Obama administration. Now, that was one of the reasons that Richard Nixon was actually impeached, was because he was using the IRS on his enemies, and Obama is doing it on a much larger scale. And yet they're not hearing about this because the media, in my estimation, is rigidly controlled, and the really important things you're not hearing, but you go right ahead. Wayne, incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for our guest, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Wayne.
Well, it's just, you know, here's the thing that I say about my time at Columbia University with Barack Obama. I didn't know him. I never met him. I never heard of him. I never saw him. And I don't have a single friend who was a classmate there who ever saw him or ever met him. Just went to the 30th reunion last May, Stan, and tried to find somebody who could tell me they knew him, they were friends with him, they saw him. There was no one.
How could that possibly be?
Well, I think he definitely went there. I have never hinted to the media that I think it's all a big scam, because, of course, the college would have to be in on the scam. They graduated. He graduated with me in June of 1983. So certainly the college isn't in on a giant conspiracy. He must have gone there, but he never went to class. I don't think he ever showed up at class. Maybe he showed up for the final exam only, and I was busy with my head down answering the questions. He slipped in the back, answered a few questions, and left. I think the truth is that he's the same now as he was then, Stan. Arrogant, thinks he knows more than everybody else, doesn't think the rules apply to him, doesn't think he has to do the work of the presidency any more than he thought he had to do the work of Columbia University. Because when you look around now, he doesn't attend national security meeting, unheard of. He didn't attend a single meeting of his jobs council, even though the country's filled with unemployment, unheard of. And all he ever does is play golf, go to fundraisers, and take vacations. So I think he thinks he's entitled. He's better than everybody else. And he doesn't have to do the job of president. He just gets the adulation without any of the work. I don't think he's ever changed, to be honest with you.
Well, now, are you actually running as a Libertarian candidate again, or what are you doing at the present time?
No, I was the 2008 Libertarian
right.
vice presidential
okay.
nominee. I lost out at the convention by just a few votes to Bob Barr, the former Republican congressman who won the presidential nomination.
Right.
And then he chose me as his vice presidential running mate. The crowd had to vote on it, and they did, and they approved me, and I ran on that ticket. I then left the Libertarian Party and rejoined the Republican Party and endorsed Mitt Romney for president in the last election. Don't know what I'm doing in the future. I may run against Harry Reid for U.S. Senate as a Republican in 2016 in my home state here of Nevada. I may. I live in Las Vegas. So I'm thinking very seriously about taking on Harry Reid and taking down the U.S. Senate Majority Leader. We'll see what happens in the next year. I'll have to make my decision in certainly mid-2015.
All right, fine. Well, I think that I do hope you do. You're certainly very, very articulate. Now, basically, what do you foresee happening here in this next 2 years, 2.5 years, when during the rest of Obama's administration, do you think he's going to be able to certainly to get the Obamacare through?
Well, I mean, it is through. I mean, there's nothing you could do about it. It's through. And there's nothing you could do to undo it until you elect a Republican Senate to go with a Republican House and a Republican president in 2016 who won't even take office until 2017. So the earliest you could repeal Obamacare, if they've got the courage, the cojones, as they say, to do it, would be 2017, folks. There's no chance Obamacare is going anywhere until at least 2017.
But is it really being implemented? Everything I hear is it's delay, delay, delay. But is part of it been implemented so far?
Well, yeah, the implementation part is the amount of people that have lost their insurance. I mean, it's been implemented from that standpoint. Millions of people, far more, have lost their insurance. My understanding is somewhere between 8 and 10 million Americans have lost their insurance. Millions more have had their prices dramatically increased. And less than 5 million have signed up at the Obamacare exchange. So you're talking about far more people damaged by Obamacare than helped. And that's why Barack Obama is at all-time lows with his ratings. His poll approval ratings are right up there with Nixon. They're right in the same range of Richard Nixon and probably headed much lower as people, realize how bad this is going to get. You know, I don't know if you saw this, Stan, but an insurance executive, one of the top executives in the insurance industry, said yesterday that even though rates have gone up 50% since Obamacare took effect, he predicts they're going to double again this year or next year. Double again.
Heaven help us. Are you going to have to go, or would you be able to stay in the next
hour? I'll stay for one more second. You got to be late, so I'll give you one more second. How about that?
Okay, fine. We'll be back here in just a moment. Our guest certainly is Wayne Allyn Root, and fascinating guest. We'll be back in just a moment. I'll ask Ron to stick on the line.
Hi. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest is Wayne Allyn Root, who was in 1980 the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarians, and he is thinking possibly of running for Senate here in a couple of years there in Nevada where he lives. And basically, Wayne was saying that when he was at Sydney at Columbia University, all of a sudden everybody in his class would consider themselves a Marxist or socialist or, frankly, communist. And they had a plan. Their plan was, of course, to destroy America using the Cloward Piven plan. Cloward Piven, remember that? Cloward Piven, they were two Columbia economists, and they said, look, all we have to do is simply spend the country into oblivion, just spend and spend and spend until the country goes bankrupt, and then out of the chaos we can impose our authoritarian society. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, communism is not about redistribution of wealth. Communism is not certainly about helping the common people. Communism is about imposing an authoritarian structure on the hands of a few people and everybody else is enslaved. Would that be a fair assessment from your point of view, Wayne?
Well, yeah. You know, there's a couple of things you need to know. Number one thing we studied, yes, was Cloward Piven at Columbia University and Obama's doing it. And the second thing we studied was Saul Alinsky, who wrote Rules for Radicals. That's Obama's playbook in life. And he admits that. You know, he's given speeches all over the world where he quotes from Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. That was his mentor. That's how we learn to be a community activist. And the whole point of Rules for Radicals is to distract the American public, to throw them off their game and what word am I looking for? To almost make your head spin by throwing so many different problems at you, you can't keep up with them all. That's exactly what's happening in America today. Just when you think you can concentrate on Obamacare and how he's trying to ruin the healthcare system, Obama's EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, comes out with new clean air and clean water rules that will bankrupt the coal industry and steal every farm and every ranch from every good, hardworking American. That was just yesterday. Just when you think your head is spinning over that, he comes out with some new EPA rule or some new executive order that gives amnesty to every illegal immigrant. He makes your head spin by hitting you from 50 different directions, and no one can keep up with all the different things he's hurling in America to try and destroy us. This is right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook.
And I would simply point out for our listeners, if you haven't read Rules for Radical by Saul Alinsky, you should get it. And in the opening pages, they dedicated the book more or less to the first radical. And who was that? Lucifer. Those his words. Read the book. I bought a copy. I wanted to hold it in my hands. And of course, they dedicate this book to the first radical, Lucifer. And that is the book that certainly is revered by the current president of the United States.
And Stan, you know, someone tuning in and hearing this might think, you know, is this guy making this stuff up? That's so ridiculous. I can't even believe it. Hey, folks, I went to the library. Like Stan, I was told that Obama's favorite book is dedicated to the devil. And I said, that can't be. I can't stand the guy, but even I don't think that's possible. I went to the library and checked out a copy of Rules for Radicals. And Stan's exactly right there on the front page in black and white for everybody to see. The book is dedicated to the world's first radical, Lucifer. This is our president's favorite book dedicated to the devil. We're not crazy people. We're just telling you the truth, and we'll let you make the decision what it all means. But I can tell you this much, Stan, it's not good.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you ever have a chance, listen to our radio programs. We do 5 hours of radio, 5 days a week, going in not only into what's happening politically and ideologically, but what's happening spiritually in America. And unless we understand that the President of the United States, his favorite book is one that's dedicated to Lucifer, it's very difficult to understand the insanity that's taking place today. I want to thank you so very much for being with us, Wayne. I hope we can get you on again. I think you're very articulate. We'd love to have all of our other audiences hear what you have to say.
Thank you, Stan. Keep up the faith. God bless you and all your listeners. And don't forget, the book is the ultimate Obama survival guide.
How can people get hold of your book? How can they get to your website, get your information?
Sure. The book is the ultimate Obama survival guide, and the website is root4america.com, because I'm Wayne Root, so it's root, R-O-O-T, 4america.com. You get all the information on the book there, or you can go to any nice bookstore, Costco, Barnes & Noble, Sam's Club, they've all got it. Or you can go to Amazon.com, where they'll find you the ultimate Obama survival guide. Thank you, Stan.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was Wayne. And let's go to Ron is calling us from Washington State. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, it's open lines for the rest of the hour. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I just want to say a few things after listening to Mr. Root. He was a very articulate man, and he's very accurate in what's going on. I got a chance to listen to Mike Lee. He's one of the senators, the senator from Utah, and he gave a speech here in Washington State. I got to listen to him. He didn't bring up anything of these criminal activities of Obama, not one thing during his speech. All he did was talk about money and how we could get the middle class more money. He didn't talk about any of the criminal activity.
Well, the thing is that the people from Washington, D.C., they're not coming forward. They're not telling us the truth. I think some of them are afraid. Some of them certainly don't know. And a lot of them, I think, are on the other side, pretending to be either conservatives or liberals. Ladies and gentlemen, certainly we have a subversive element working at the highest level of our government. And basically, when you go to the polls, you vote not for the candidate of your choice, but the candidate of their choice. And a choice between, certainly, Obama, and somebody like the senator he ran against, choice at all. Go right ahead.
Well, Mike Lee's one of the good guys, supposedly. And I was extremely disappointed. Extremely disappointed. The answer to this is just articles of impeachment after articles of impeachment. And just put them off their game. And the Constitution gives 2/3 of the House members on a 2/3 vote, they could kick members of the House out of the House of Representatives if they have behaved in an unethical or criminal manner. There's a whole bunch of them want to be kicked out. They could start that. They could start trying to or start impeaching some of these judges who are trying to legislate from the bench and violating their oath of office. We have the mechanism.
But we do not have the leadership. This is the problem. I mean, basically, suddenly I've been involved in the political process here in California, and it didn't matter what the people wanted. It didn't even matter what many of the people in the California Republican Party wanted. A small clique controlled the reins of power, and they totally ignored the votes of the people. I was involved in organized medicine. I spent 10 years bringing the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association around to my position. And eventually, I got a standing ovation from the House of Delegates, the second time in 15 years I ever saw it occur. But it didn't matter. I mean, even though the doctors had voted overwhelmingly to support my position, the hierarchy of organized medicine, like the hierarchy of the state legislature, had their own agenda, and they totally ignored, certainly, what the doctors want, what the legislators want, what the people want. We do not have representative government, and we're certainly not a democracy. We're ruled by a small ruling elite, and basically people have to understand that our founders did not give us a democracy because they knew the people would vote themselves into tyranny. We are a republic, and anybody who tells you we are a democracy is either ignorant or lying. Go right ahead, Ron. Incidentally, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, but you go right ahead.
Well, I had the opportunity to substitute at a high school and teach the leadership class. Some of the best students in the school, they're the most active, and they attended this leadership class. And I happened to get talking to them a little bit, and most of them have a very low opinion of the United States. They think it's mostly negative.
But you see, Ron, the thing is that this is a dual thing. Basically, so much of what we're doing is wrong. The idealism of America is still there. But unfortunately, we've been taken over by a subversive element that controls both political parties and makes mockery of our political process. What we need to do is reclaim our Constitution, reclaim the freedom that was bequeathed to us from past generations. And this is what people don't understand. So much of what we're doing is wrong, and they're wrong to be critical, but they should never, of course, certainly turn their back on the dream of America, which was when we were established, the finest nation that mankind has ever seen. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they believe that at all. I think I would echo what Mr. Roop said. I think we're mass producing socialists and globalists.
I think we really are, and I think that they're doing everything they can to turn the young people away from America. But you see, what we need to do certainly is not to give up our heritage, but is to reclaim our heritage. There's the difference.
Well, I agree with you there, but I think until things change, I think, well, as far as impeachment, we ought to be impeaching the media. Stop paying attention to what they say.
Well, this is why we need programs such as ours, and why we appreciate your calling in, because you always contribute to the ideas that are put out all across America, and I know how strongly you feel about things. You feel as strongly as I do, which is why I spend 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, behind this microphone, trying to get people to think. What we just need, and what you need to do if you can in any way diplomatically, would we get these young people to begin to listen to our program, and hopefully we could begin to get them to see things clearly and understand what is really going on in America and throughout the world.
Well, if you want to take over a country, what you do is you separate the youth from their heritage. And they're purposely doing that. I think Common Core will accelerate that even more. And it's something that has to be resisted. Mike Huckabee comes out. I just read in one of Phyllis Lapley's publications. Mike Huckabee backs Common Core.
I'm not at all surprised. I've never trusted Mike Huckabee, but then anybody who's getting a lot of coverage certainly is probably not certainly worthwhile or trustable. But it's certainly there are good people out there, but they don't have a voice. And that is why it's so important. We do have alternative radio. And basically, there are a lot of people, maybe they just have one station. Maybe that's all they can afford, but at least they're reaching a small number of people. And I really believe more and more people are becoming aware. We just need to reach those good young people in schools and get them to understand the promise that was America and how it was stolen from us and who the subversive element is that controls both political parties. Anything else you'd like to cover, Ron?
Well, just a couple of things. I had the chance to read some stories that about the Underground Railroad and Harriet Tubman and the fact that her messages that she'd send out, her coded messages with Moses is here. So I got to ask the kids, why would she say that? Who's this Moses guy? And most of them don't know. And I asked about the name Shadrach, because one of the slaves was called Shadrach. I said, where'd that name come from? And most people, most of the kids don't know.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
That's right. Well, most of the kids, this grade age or middle school kids, most of them didn't know.
Well,
the vast majority didn't know. And a Quaker, there was a Quaker who helped these slaves escape. I said, why would he do something like that? He's risking his life, and because they catch him, certainly he's going to go to jail, and there's certainly no money in it. Why is he doing this? So I asked him that. I said, by the way, what is a Quaker? And they say, yeah, it's a guy who sells oatmeal. I said, no, that's not quite correct. I said, that's just a picture on the carton. I talked about the Quakers and how they tremble before God and where they got, and George Fox, and a little bit about the background. But we are raising a generation of biblical ignoramus.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. All we can do is just hope and pray. At least some of them will start listening to alternative radio or go on the Internet. There are a few wonderful sites there. In fact, if they'll go to our website, we have a lot of wonderful links to other very responsible people out around the country. A parting thought before we let you go, Ron.
Well, all I can say is keep up the good work and keep a positive attitude. We know who wins in the end.
God bless, and you keep up the great work as well. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
okay,
bye.
Fine. Let's go to Bruce is calling us from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about bankers, but listening to the last man talk there, I think I'll start praying for old-fashioned Holy Ghost sinners in the hands of an angry God revival in Princeton, Yale, Harvard, Stanford, Georgetown, and Chicago Business School, all those very influential colleges. If they have a Holy Ghost revival there, it will, I think, spread to all the other state universities too. They really need something in Harvard and Yale in particular. They started out as good Christian colleges when they first began. Their charters were for the propagation of the gospel. Now they crank out some of the most evil communists and globalists on the planet. Okay, here's the question. I heard this week on Alex Jones, I don't know if it was him or his helper there, that there are now 20 bankers who have died mysteriously. Have you heard about this?
Well, I've heard of about 10. I've heard 20. I don't know if that figure is accurate, but I think there are probably about 10 of them that have died under somewhat mysterious circumstances.
Now, I wonder if they've been told that there's something like World War III coming or something horrific coming, and they're either afraid, or they wanted to tell people, or they
maybe they didn't commit suicide. Maybe they were suicided. Maybe they knew too much about. Basically, if you study this, and I know you've studied this, Bruce, big problem is that so much of what's going on today has to do with money. And basically, yeah. Of course, we have a small group of people who control six major banks, and those banks control 67% of all the financial assets in our nation. And it is the banks that control the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not a government agency. It's a privately owned central bank that works in concert with the other central banks. And if you read Professor Quigley's wonderful book, and I think it's on page 324, that's Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, but he talks about how the central banks all work together in secret to bring about this one world government. Of course, Professor Quigley, brilliant as he was, and he was certainly one of the really great minds of our time, but he didn't understand Christianity, and he didn't understand the spiritual forces that energize this movement towards the one world government. And as a result, he missed what it was all about. He spent his life studying this. We did not understand that there really are demonic forces in the world today. Unless you understand, as we pointed out in the earlier program, that suddenly Saul Alinsky, who was just certainly Barack Obama's mentor, dedicated his book, Rules to Radical, to Lucifer. Why would he dedicate his book to Lucifer? Saul Alinsky understood what it was about. Barack Hussein Obama understands what it's about. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and we're losing it because people don't want to recognize the fact that there really are demonic organizations working at the highest levels of our government, controlling both political parties. I will be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly our guest did not show up, but we've had fascinating open lines. We've got Sarah calling from Tri-Cities. We've only got about a minute, but go right ahead, Sarah. Did you have something you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yes, I just wanted to make a comment about impeaching. Thank you. About impeaching Obama. That's probably not the best way to go about getting him from office, because if he is impeached, everything that he's done since he's been in office, all the legislation he's signed, his executive orders, his appointments would all stay in place. But what I've been reading is that he needs to be legally driven from office, is constitutionally ineligible to serve as president. And that's the only way that his illegal actions would be overturned. So I think we might want to look at that process before we do the impeachment process, because we don't want Obamacare and all these things to stay in place.
Very, very, very interesting thought. I appreciate you putting that forward. Anything else you'd like to say? We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time.
That's all for now. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening, and please get all those other people up there in Tri-Cities listening, will you?
Yes,
good
doing
night.
My best.
God
Thank
bless.
You.
Okay, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to convince people that certainly a small group of people controls both political parties. We are not a democracy. We are an all-ruling oligarchy. These people are part and parcel of the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. If you want to read about it, you need to get Professor Quigley's wonderful little book, or I should say little book, it's 1,348 pages, wonderful book. It's titled A Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, or if you want the shorter version, The Anglo-American Establishment. They're available from Radio Liberty. These books were actively suppressed, but we do have them, and that's why I do what I do, is to get the information out. We have a wonderful 4-CD set called The Secret Government, another one on secret societies. And basically, of course, in one of these interviews, I think it's the one on secret societies, we actually interview Professor Carol Quigley. And actually, he talks about the secret society that controls America today. Now, remember, here's a brilliant college professor. He was professor at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown University. And you need to hear this interview with him. Nobody else has anything like it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. But let me suggest our 4-CD set on secret societies, our 4-CD set on the secret government. And you need to get the information. You need to find out this is not imaginary. We go to the poll every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice. And the media is controlled. This is beautifully covered in a book we carry called The New Media Monopoly. Admittedly, they're used copies, but they're excellent. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the media. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, they've made mockery of our political process. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. And the greatest threat to Christianity today is the United States of America. That's why they've taken God and prayer out of our schools. That's why they've destroyed the faith of two generations of our youth. They know exactly what they're doing, and the church is not speaking out. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever, and I fear he's going to bring his justice on America. So please pray for America. Remember our number. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. from the mountain.